Gaurahari Singha lion will enter and kill everybody. There is saying in when Singha lion roars, all the elephants they go and hide inside the cave, hide. Then lion pursue and break the head of elephant and eats the brain of elephant. Lion likes to eat the brain of elephants. Some all these explanations will be given. In previous years, I have discussed the philosophical aspect of this particular verse. But this year, I would like to specifically discuss one word, Karunaya Avatirna Kalau. What is this Karunaya Avatirna Kalau? What is the speciality of Karunaya Avatirna Kalau? So here when the reason is given, why he is coming and what is given, he is coming for this reason, but Karunaya, being very merciful. So question arises, when all other incarnations come, descend to this material world, is not that Karunaya? Don't they come because of their magnanimity? Because of the merciful nature, only that Supreme Personality of Godhead descends. Paritranaya sadhunang, vinasaya chaduskritang, dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's descending millennium after millennium, whether paritranaya sadhunang or vinasaya chaduskritang. In every case, this is karuna only. He's delivering his devotees and annihilating the miscreants. But annihilating miscreants also karuna. So we'll analyze this. When Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying, paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya chaduskritang dharma sansthapanarthaya karunaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's not saying karunaya sambhavami yuga yuga. He's saying sambhavami yuga yuga. So why this verse says, what is that speciality? There must be something special. Why this karuna word specifically used? For when Mahaprabhu comes, all other incarnations comes. So what is that karuna, the specialty of karuna? That will focus. In one place I was giving class, in one village, at the end of the class, in one village man asked me, "Oh Maharaj, can you tell me what is the difference between kripa and karuna?" You know what is the difference, kripa and karuna? I was very bewildered what to answer. Kripa means mercy, karuna means also mercy. So I don't know what to answer. So when I was just meditating what to speak, one village lady, his devotee lady, she came forward, "Before I speak, I don't know what to say." But she said, very interesting thing she said. She said, kripa means that you have to beg for kripa. Ask, give me kripa. Karuna means you don't beg, it comes from there. Big difference. We see kripa means mercy, karuna means mercy. But the big difference. Kripa means, Gurudev kripa bindu diya. Dhai tava pache pache. I running behind you, you give your kripa. I was meditating afterwards. This village lady, she is telling something, there is something truth behind it. I was analyzing. But it's true. If you analyze the karuna, here it is a karunaya avatirna kalau. Being very merciful, mercy comes from him, that is karuna. But kripaya, mama janmani janmani bhavata bhakti rahityakito, in that verse we see that Chaitanya was kripaya, that you give your kripa. When you go to Krishna, give your kripa. When Krishna comes from him, is karunaya. Tava kripa vale, by your mercy. But karuna is different. Karuna is, you are not begging. Karuna is coming from there. Abaddha karuna sindhu katiya muhana ghare ghare bulle prema amiyar bana. Abaddha karuna sindhu. Karuna comes from upstairs. That sindhu, the ocean of karuna, is confined. Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he made a canal from there, katiya muhana. And what he is doing? ঘরে ঘরে বুলে প্রেম অমিয়ার বান। পিপুল আর নট রানিং বিহাইন্ড হিম, প্লিজ গিভ মি কৃপা। ইন দিস কেস হোয়াট ইজ হ্যাপনিং, হি ইজ রানিং বিহাইন্ড, প্লিজ টেক কৃপা। দিস ইজ করুণায়া। উইদাউট এনি রিজন, দি মোস্ট আনকোয়ালিফাইড, কৃষ্ণ গেব করুণা। হোয়াট কাইন্ড অফ করুণা কৃষ্ণ গেব? সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যাজ্য মাম একম শরণম ব্রজ। ইউ গিভ আপ এভরিথিং, সিম্পলি সারেন্ডার টু ওনলি মি, দেন হোয়াট আই উইল রেসিপেকেট উইথ ইউ, হাউ আই রেসিপেকেট উইথ ইউ, হোয়াট শ্যাল আই ডু টু ইউ, হোয়াট শ্যাল আই ডু টু হোয়াট কৃষ্ণ সেড, হ্যাঁ আই উইল ডেলিভার ইউ ফ্রম সিম্পল রিয়াকশনস, দ্যাটস ইট। হোয়াট টু ডেলিভার ফ্রম সিম্পল রিয়াকশনস? আই উইল গিভ আপ এভরিথিং, সারেন্ডার টু ইউ, অ্যান্ড ইউ উইল রেসিপেকেট, ও আই উইল ডেলিভার ফ্রম সিম্পল রিয়াকশনস। দিস ইজ কৃষ্ণ। বাট হোয়াট চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ ডুইং is different. When you surrender, not only he delivers from sinful reaction, not only gives some liberation, not only send him to Vaikuntha, love of Godhead. The most interesting is, here, not only somebody goes to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and beg, please give me mercy, not like that. He begs people, please take mercy. He runs behind people. In Western country, I tell to the devotees, in this material world, 1 - 1 = 0. But what Ishopanishad is saying, Ishavasam idasam jatkinche jagatakana, what is that? Om purnamadha purnamadam purnat purnamudachase purnasa purnamadha purnameva asishate. 1 - 1 = 1. But for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very unique. 1 - 1 = 2. That is interesting. That is why when Mahaprabhu comes, he brings Golokar Pramadhana Harinama Sankirtana. He brings. And what is the special quality of this Pramadhana that he brings? This quality, 1 - 1 = 2. It will increase, become double. You have one bucket of water. The water has a quality. You take out one lota water, it will become 2 lota. Then what will happen? If one full bucket of water, you take out 1 lota, then what will happen to the water? Water will overflow because it becomes two lota. So that is what happens. People, they don't come to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu goes. I tell to the Indians in America and Europe, that Mahaprabhu is special, that people, they go to take bath in river, and some lazy people are there. They don't go to take a bath in river. So flood water comes to their house. In rainy season, some years we have flood water here up to here. We have to come to deity darshan. We have to take bath in Ganga water. This magnanimity of Ganga Devi. She comes. Mahaprabhu's mercy is like that. People distributing is flooding, starting from Mayapur, going away all the way to Bombay, then Middle East, Europe, America. So I tell to Indians, all of Indians came to America, Europe to make money, but Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he's running behind you, catching your hair. Hey, where are you going? Take this prema. This magnanimity. So this way, our acharyas, they have explained, described the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the karuna. There are two kinds of karuna. I'll describe two kinds of karuna. One is the Mahaprabhu karuna has two speciality. So one is, this karuna has madhurya, it's very sweet. What is the beauty of this karuna? What is the madhurya of this karuna? And another is karuna ullas, very joyful, very delighting. How this karuna itself has been empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first we'll discuss about madhurya, the sweetness, the beauty of magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Radha Madhava ki. So what is the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every incarnation Lord comes. Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited forms. Anadi Ananta Rupam. Each and every form has some karuna. Krishna comes in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his magnanimity surpasses. If you will read Jagai Madhai Uddhar, you will see at one point, Jagai Madhai praying Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that all the magnanimity you have seen in your previous incarnations, how your magnanimity has been defeated by the magnanimity that you have shown to us by delivering this Jagai and Madhai. Yes, Krishna delivered Kamsa, Krishna delivered Putana, but point is when Krishna killed Kamsa, Krishna killed Putana, what people saw, his cruelty. His cruelty was very visible. When Putana was killed, Kamsa was killed, his family members, they did not come to say, Krishna, thank you Krishna so much. You killed Kamsa and Putana, sent them back to God. They did not know that. They simply thought, oh, how bad it is, how cruel he is. That was their feeling. Krishna was merciful, but we came to know about his magnanimity 5,000 years after by reading Bhagavatam. Oh, Putana went back to Godhead. But nobody knew that time. What was their impression about Krishna? What were their feelings about Krishna? But when we compare to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what was his magnanimity? Ramadi avatare krodhenana astradhare. Ramadi murtis kala niyamanatishtan, in different incarnations came Ram, etc. Ramadi avatare krodhenana astradhare. Lord delivers, but he take up the astra, weapons to kill somebody. Asura karila sangha, he killed the demons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he did? Ebe astra nadharila, he did not pick up any weapon. Prane kare namarila, he did not kill anybody. Chitta suddhi karila sabha, he purified. He killed the demoniac nature. This is the speciality of his magnanimity. This is Karuna. All other incarnations, he kills to deliver. But Chaitanya incarnation, he does not kill anybody. So now question comes, what is the speciality of Chaitanya avatar? Every incarnation is the absolute truth, Param Brahma, Parameshwar. So what adds to this Chaitanya incarnations, that it becomes very special and surpasses the magnanimity of all other incarnations of the absolute truth? What is that? In this regard, I recently heard, I was in Puri, I was discussing with some Vaishnavs about Jagannath, and then one devotee told a very interesting thing. Why Krishna is Bhagavan, Rama is Bhagavan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan? So what is that special factor that makes Gauranga so magnanimous? Very beautiful description. He was telling that in Tritiya Yuga, when Ramchandra was in forest, he was wandering with Sita Devi and Lakshman in Dandakaranya. Once Ramchandra found at one place heaps of bones, skeletons lying. So Ramchandra asked local people, what is this? Whose bones and skeletons are these? And local people said, all these demons and rakshasas, they killed all Muni Rishis, and they're all skeletons and bones are lying here. Ramchandra became very angry, very furious. His lips are trembling. His eye become red. He picked up the bow and arrows. So angry, shouted and screamed. These demons and rakshasas, they dare to do like this, I'll annihilate all of them immediately. Picked a bow and arrows. Mother Sita sitting next to Ramchandra said, oh my Lord, how can I do like this? But Mother Sita, everybody is her children. She's very compassionate. No, you cannot do like this, you can't kill like this. Don't pick up your weapon. Don't use your weapon to kill like this. Then Ramchandra said, Sita Devi, okay, you are telling me, but this incarnation I will use my weapon. But next incarnation when I will come as Krishna, I will not use any weapon. I will keep your words, your request. That's why you see, when Krishna came in Vrindavan, he did not use any weapon. At least as long as he was with Radharani, he didn't use Sudarshan Chakra or any weapon. Putana, Aghasura, Bakasura, Sakatasura, right? By kicking somebody, by grabbing somebody's throat, use. But Radharani said, do you promise you will not kill? I told you not to pick, I will not pick up any weapon. I'm not using any weapon. But you are still killing. I don't want you to kill. As long as Krishna was his Radharani, at least he is not using any weapon. Later on he used Sudarshan Chakra, this, that. Then Radharani thought, I have to calm myself within him, then he will stop these things. So in Gauranga incarnation, Radharani came within Gauranga Mahaprabhu, within Krishna. I don't know where he got it, but a very beautiful description. No? It's true. What makes God so magnanimous? Radharani makes God so magnanimous. Yes. That is the specialty of Gauranga form. That is the unique nature of this incarnation, this Bhagavat Sarup, which other Bhagavat Sarup they don't have. Shakti Shaktiman together. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vaipi Bhuvipura Dehbhedam Gatautau Chaitanaksha Prakatamadhana Taddoyam Cha Aikyam Aptam Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Noemi Krishna Sarupam. This is the beauty. Taddoyam Cha Aikyam Aptam Bhakta Bhagavan Shaktiman Shakti together. So that is the magnanimity because of Radharani. All glories to Radharani. Radharani, okay? And sometimes I think, yes, of course, it would be because of Radharani. The well-known famous pastimes of Radharani, you know, among so many nice, beautiful pastimes of Radharani, just like Krishna's pastimes, has Madhurya Leela, Aishwarya Leela, and he has Audarya Leela. Radharani also, same thing. The Madhurya Leela has Aishwarya Leela also, very many, many opulent, and his Aishwarya Vaibhava, his potency in Purana has describes, he has Aishwarya Leela also, though you know she is for Madhurya Leela, but he has Audarya Leela also, Audarya, very magnanimous. Radharani is very sweet, very merciful, she is very merciful. All of you know the pastime, how merciful she is, that one day, she had gone to take a bath in Radhakunda. That place is still there, Sibkhor. So on the bank of Radhakunda, the sakhis they saw, they ran to Radharani. They said, Radharani, Radharani, you know, this village, there are some naughty, wicked boys. They're chasing one she-jackal. And she-jackal was running away with fear. Then she entered into a hole. When she entered in a hole, these boys were so naughty, they gathered some straw and wood at the entrance of that hole, and jackal is inside. And they set fire. And she is burning. When Radharani heard this, she had to cry, hi, hi, how can this happen on my bank, on the bank of my kunda? Please bring that jackal. Then all sakhis went, and half dead could be that jackal. But she has brought a dead or half-dead jackal. Then Radharani, what she did? She just put her hands, no? Care like this, saying, the jackal. And immediately that jackal transformed to beautiful sakhi form. And Radharani said, okay, stay with me, do my service. Can you imagine the magnanimity of Radharani? No Mangalarti, no Sandharti, no following regulatory principles, no 16 rounds. Who can do like this? Only Radharani can do like this. From a jackal, all the sakhi. No consideration. What qualification? What sadhana? Jati desa buddhi nakare apeksha. This is magnanimity. Doesn't wait for what jati, what caste you've taken birth, what how intelligent you are, what sadhana you have done. This is magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brahmara Dullo Vastu Sabakare Jache. He's giving to everybody. Jache. Jache means running behind. People, please take, please take. That's magnanimity. Brahmara Dullo Vastu Sabakare Jache. The magnanimity is the topmost thing. Urnata Ujjala Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. Urnata Ujjala, you will read how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained. What is this word Urnata? How highest? how much urnata, how much higher and how dazzling, how pure, uncontaminated, urnata ujjala rasa. It's so greatest thing, Brahmar Dullabhivini can be rarely attained by Brahma and Shiva. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. To whom? He came to distribute to whom? What qualification one has to be, one has to have? How big yogi he has to be? How big sannyas he has to be? How big tapasya he has to be? No. No qualifications. Rather, he is searching the qualification to get this is the most unqualified person. Gauranga Mahaprabhu taking a candle in his hand is searching, who is that person? I'll give, that is magnanimity. Nityananda Prabhu explaining that. Nityananda Prabhu told. And Haridas, the beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in every pastime, you can vividly see the madhurya of his magnanimity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Suna Suna Nityananda Suna Haridas Sarvatra Amaragya Karaha Prakash Prati Ghare Ghare Gya Karoi Bhiksha Bola Krishna Bhaja Krishna Kara Krishna Siksha. So with that order, Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur going house to house early morning, knocking. People open the door, please Hare Krishna. Some people go, ha, very good, early morning you are telling me Hare Krishna. Some people, they become very angry. They get out, daytime you are coming to see everything, night time will come and steal. And some people, those they are not allowed to enter inside the Srivasangan when Mahaprabhu do Kirtan, and they become very angry also, chase them out. Different people behave different way, and Haridas Nita simply laugh. They simply smile. Very provocative things they speak, but not affected. Simply smile and go person to person. So as you know, finally there is one day, Jagai Madhai, the drunkard. There is no sinful activities that they have committed. One is His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj is telling, in his book I think he has written, his nice book on Gauranga, story, pastimes book, he has written there, the Jagai Madhai, they were taken birth in Brahman family, good Brahman family. So they have all Puranas in their house. But what they are using Purana for, you know? In Purana they read, what are all the sinful activities, they make a big list of that. And what is the biggest sinful activities, they make list. And they make sure all they do all the sinful activities. That is the goal of their life. Any sinful activity you will not spare, will do it definitely. So that was their mentality. So there are drunkard lying there. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas are approaching. The people are saying, nice people, they are drunkard. No, people see fun standing far distance. And Nityananda Prabhu said, Haridas Thakur, today we got very two good clients today we got. People standing near, hey, don't go there. They don't understand what is sannyasi, what is sadhu. So Haridas Thakur, we should go there. Nityananda said, yes. What this Mahaprabhu is doing? Mahaprabhu taking a bunch of devotees and doing chanting Hare Krishna. Devotees anyway they will chant. What a big deal. Navadvip Vasis, they don't understand what my Mahaprabhu has come for. If we can deliver these two personalities, then we will prove to Navadvip Vasis that what is the karuna of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every step you will see the beauty of magnanimity. As you know, first day, when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur approaching, Jagai Madhyam became very angry. Oh, you want us to chant Hare Krishna? They wanted to beat Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda ran away from there. Ran away. And Nityananda is very strong by running very fast. Haridas Thakur, old man, oh Nitai, what you did today? I was beaten 22 marketplace. By Mahaprabhu's mercy, I saved my life, but today I'm going to finish. But Nityananda Prabhu saying, no problem, they will be delivered. Something happened. The Jagai Madhai, they're drunk, you know. Something on Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they hide themselves behind a bush. And Jagai Madhai drunk, they fell down. So that day they escaped. Then they came back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, early morning, he'll call all the devotees. and they only divide, okay, you go this area, you go this area. Just like this reminds my book distribution days, you know, book bag you go, or party leader, you go this area, that area, evening time you go and come and give score, book score. Mahaprabhu time same thing was happening also. They will all go area by area, and evening time they will gather in Sibha Sangam and they will give the report to Mahaprabhu. How was the preaching today? What did the book score? No? And they describe. Okay, Haridas, how was the preaching today? Haridas, Mahaprabhu, don't ask about our preaching today. All I request you from tomorrow, don't send me this naughty Nitai. I don't want to go with him anymore. What happened? Hari, he is going to drunkards. Then he described what happened, the whole situation. Then Mahaprabhu smiling. Mahaprabhu saying, Mahaprabhu or Advaita Acharya? He went to Advaita Acharya. Said, Advaita Acharya, please tell Mahaprabhu not to send me tomorrow this Nitai. Then he was describing all the childish pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, how he's acting, behaving with people. He's going to drunkard. Then Advaita Acharya said, yes, where else will go? Nitai is a drunkard also. So he finds his friends, he goes there. But everybody were happy. They were saying, Advaita Acharya was saying, that Haridas, that what is the question of delivering Jagai Madhai? Lord Nityananda has desired, let them be delivered. They are already delivered. Just wait, after 2-3 days, these people will be sitting here. Yes, they said. Then Haridas Thakur and Nityananda next went. When after a whole day preaching, coming back, at that ghat special, the Madhai ghat is there. When you go on Parikrama, the Madhai ghat, but the ghat, river was passing through that time, very close to Mahaprabhu's house. So a little bit that day, when Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur coming, some noise. So Jagai Madhai saying, who is this? Who is this? Nityananda Prabhu saying, I am Abadhut. No, his another name is Abadhut. Oh, you are that Abadhut? Tomorrow you escaped, huh? You ran away. Today I will not spare you. What Nityananda Prabhu told you now? Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, yesterday we ran away. Today I will not spare you also. So I will not spare you. I am not going detailed description because you have heard. I am just touching these important points, the magnanimity. When Jagai Madhai, then Madhai beat Nityananda Prabhu, the news went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came with Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan, Sudarshan, Sudarshan. And very huge sound, Sudarshan coming from Vaikuntha, like a huge sound. Jagai Madhai very scared. Then Mahaprabhu will kill. Then what Nityananda Prabhu said? Nityananda Prabhu said this. Ramadi avatare krodhanana astadhare asurer karila sanghar ebe astranadharila. Oh my Lord, you are not supposed to kill the demons. What you are supposed to kill? The demoniac nature. And what is your weapon? Your weapon is not Sudarshan Chakra. What is your weapon? Nama Prema. By giving Nama and Prema. As you know, the story goes, when Nityananda Prabhu said, Madhai marila, Jagai rakhila, Madhai beat me, but Jagai protected me. Then Chaitanya Prabhu said, oh, Jagai, you protected my Nitai, he embraced me. You have purchased me by protecting my Nitai. Then Madhai also fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Mahaprabhu, please excuse me, I beg forgiveness. But what Mahaprabhu said? I will kill you. I will not excuse you. But Jagai Madhai from Brahman family, you know, so they know a little bit of Puranas. So Madhai gave a very good logic, argument. Why will not deliver me, protect me? I know from the Puranas, many demons, even if they try to kill you, still you delivered them. And why will not deliver? What is the cause? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, if somebody comes to kill me, I'll deliver. But you wanted to kill my devotee Nitai, so I will not deliver you. Every description has so beautiful, deep meaning. Then what to do? How Madhai will be delivered? Now how Nityananda Prabhu reacted, you know? Nityananda Prabhu said, oh Mahaprabhu, you deliver him, but how will he be delivered? He has no Sukriti. He's doing only papa and papa and papa. And Nityananda Prabhu saying, oh Mahaprabhu, whatever in the previous life, of course Nityananda Prabhu has no previous life. In my previous life, whatever Sukriti I have done, I gave to Madhai. Please deliver him. This is magnanimity. Then that day when Mahaprabhu said, okay, whatever you have done, is done. Now you go shave your head, take bath in Ganga, you come back. Then he changed his name. Jagai Madhai. Their previous name was different. Something I forgot. And that day evening, so very ecstasy, everybody very happy. Jagai Madhai, shave head. Just imagine somebody nowadays of that nature will become devotee, you know. So very happy. Jagai Madhai sitting in the courtyard of Srivas house. All Navadvip people are coming. The surprise, Jagai Madhai become devotee. Overnight. No preaching, no new bhakti program, nothing. No, serving at sitting. And this news spread all over the universe. Gandharva loka, Siddha, Charanara, Kirinara, all coming, riding on the chariots. And they're watching from the top, Sribasangan, all Vaishnavas are sitting. Jagai Madhai, shaved head, sitting tilang, tilak. They make their life success. Dandavat, dandavat. They go back, all the demigods. So when they're going back to the planets, all of a sudden they saw Jamara's chariot is not moving. And the sky got stuck. The demigods are thinking, what happened? The tire puncture or fuel lacking? But they don't need no tire. They have no tire there. So what is happening? They came. They saw Yamaraj lying fainted and Chitragupta sitting next to him. What happened? How Yamaraj fainted? Then Chitragupta said, when on the way back from Sibas house, Yamaraj asked me, oh Chitragupta, tell me, what punna, how much punna they have committed, they have performed, they got prema. What, how much pious activities, how much sinful activities they have committed, can you give a description? Then Chitragupta said, I said, oh my Lord Yamaraj, we are on the way, how can I tell you on the way, how much pious activity I have never heard anything has done, but so much sinful activities they have committed, my warehouse is filled with his records. If you engage 100,000 people for 1 month, they cannot finish reading that record to you. So how can I tell you? Then Yamaraj is thinking, wow, what incarnation is this? I have heard Lord is very merciful. If somebody takes shelter of Lord, he excuses him, he makes him free from all sinful reaction. He gives him liberation. He gives him Vaikuntha. But Brahmara Dullavastu, for such fallen people, by realizing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he fainted there. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karile Chitte, Pave Chamatkar. This is so magnanimous, so beautiful, great the magnanimity. Actually, one point, when Mahaprabhu told, it's another interesting point. Mahaprabhu told Jagai Madhai, whatever papa you have done, sinful, I accept everything. You surrender. Aham tam sarva papebhyo mukhyesam. I accept all your sinful reactions. So Jagai Madhai looking at Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu realized maybe they don't believe this. If I just go and tell you, hey, no problem, I accept your sinful reactions. You will believe me? You will doubt, oh, it's true. Mahaprabhu Maharaj is accepting sinful reactions. Mahaprabhu could recognize these people are not believing. So Mahaprabhu said, oh, you don't believe? Then I accept all your sinful reactions. But just see, I accepted all your sinful reactions. Immediately Mahaprabhu's body turned into black. Then Mahaprabhu asking all his devotees, all Vaishnavas, so how I look like now? How I look? All the Vaishnavas saying, oh Gauri Sundar, you look like a Samasundar. So magnanimity of Mahaprabhu is indescribable. How he protects his devotee. How merciful. In Sribasangan, always Mahaprabhu playing a role like a devotee. But sometimes he exhibits the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One day when Kirtan was going on, Mahaprabhu just all of a sudden climbed on top of the altar, picked up all Shaligram Shila, putting on his lap, then exhibiting his opulence. I am that Lord, Narayan, I am Rama, I am Bhamana, and calling all his devotees and according to the devotion showing the different forms. And calling different devotees, reminding them, some events took place where Mahaprabhu helped, even before his appearance. Oh, Gangadas, come here, come here. Do you remember? On that night, the Muslim king caught some Muslim people to caught you, arrest you. You are running away. You're trying to cross the river, midnight, a rainy day, and there is no boat to take you across. And you're crying. Nobody was there. You wanted to jump into Ganga to commit suicide. Yes, Mahaprabhu, but by your mercy, one boatman came. Mahaprabhu said, oh, you know only that much? By my mercy, boatman came. Actually, I was that boatman. I came as boatman. Do you remember? I'll tell you what you told to this boatman. You told this boatman, oh boatman, I'll give you 1 rupee and I'll give you some boxes. Please, did you tell these things? Yes, Mahaprabhu, I told. Mahaprabhu reminded him. I protected you. You will see the whole series of these things. Sometimes we think, oh, miracles were happening before. Nowadays, a miracle is not happening. How will now? Gangadas is thinking, oh, some boatman can. But Mahaprabhu said, I can. I can personally to protect you. Calling, Advaita Acharya, come here. Srivas, come here. And reminding. Then Haridas, come here. Do you remember? At one point, you are between 22 marketplace. Yes, Prabhu. But by your mercy, I could not feel any pain. Mahaprabhu saying, oh, you know only that much. But actually, when you are beaten by these Yavanas, in Vaikuntha, I told Sudarshan Chakra, you go and kill these people. Because Namme Bhakta Binnasat, my devotees have to be protected. I wanted to kill them. I told Sudarshan Chakra, go and kill. But Sudarshan Chakra did not listen to me. I telling Sudarshan, go, go. He saying, no, no, I will not go. You know why? Because when I'm telling Sudarshan Chakra, go and kill, and you are praying, oh my Lord, they are foolish people, they don't know. Please excuse them. So what Sudarshan will do now? Listen to me or listen to you? Whom is it listen? I am telling, go and kill. And you are telling, no, no, don't kill. Sudarshan, I ask Sudarshan, I'm just telling, I'm putting this masala. The Lord asks Sudarshan, why don't you go? So you should follow my instructions. Sudarshan, yes, Lord, I'm following in your instruction only. You have told your devotees are greater than you. So your devotees saying, don't kill. You. So I have to follow. I follow your order. By following that, you told your devotees are greater than you. So Krishna is in big problem now. What to do? Namme Bhakta Binnasati, my devotees should not be vanquished. But Sudarshan is not listening to me. So what can I do? You know what I had to do at that time? Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, that time I came and I placed my back on your back. So all the whips the Javanas are giving, that went on my back. You believe this? If you don't believe, then come behind me. Then he took out the chadar. And everybody saw all the marks of the whips on the back of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karle Chitte, Pavit Chamatkar. These wonders, this is the magnanimity. How merciful Mahaprabhu is and whom he gives mercy. What he can do for his devotees, analyze. Every pastime you will analyze, you will just see the beauty of magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu giving prem to everybody. So Srivas Thakur said, oh Mahaprabhu, you are giving prem to everybody. But your dear friend Mukunda is sitting here. Why don't you give prem? No, no, I'll give prem to everybody. I'll not give to Mukunda. Because Mukunda sometimes comes to bhaktas, he glorifies bhakti. Goes to jnani, glorifies jnani. Goes to yogis, glorifies yogis. I'll not give him prem. I'll not give him darshan also. And devotees, they went and told Mukunda, Mukunda, very sorry. Mahaprabhu told, he will not give you darshan. Then Mukunda said, okay, tell Mahaprabhu, after how long period I can have his darshan? The devotees went and asked Mahaprabhu, Mukunda asking, after how long period he can have your darshan? Mahaprabhu very angry. Tell that fellow, after 1 million lifetime he will get my darshan. All devotees feeling so sad. Why, if Mukunda will listen to this, what will happen to him? How can he tolerate 1 million lifetime? Then they went and told Mukunda, you're very sorry, Mahaprabhu told, after 1 million lifetime, you can get his darshan. And how Mukunda reacted? He was chanting and dancing next day, oh, Mahaprabhu so merciful, only 1 million lifetime, I'll get his darshan. For time immemorial, I'm here. But Mahaprabhu said 1 million means fixed. At least up to 1 million, I'm guaranteed I'll get. He's in ecstasy chanting and dancing. Then devotees went back to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked, did you tell Mukunda, after 1 million lifetime, he'll get my darshan? Yes, we told him. Then what he said? Then my devotee said, but he was in ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, call him now. Then Srinivas Thakur said, Mahaprabhu, you just told after 1 million lifetime, he'll get your darshan. But how are you calling him now? Then Mahaprabhu said, yes. I have made him to pass through 1 million lifetime in one moment. Kalasmi aham, I am Kala. He is Kala. He can make, in one moment, he can pass through 1 million lifetimes. And one night, he can make one Brahmaratri also. That is magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what not he can do for his devotees? One moment, 1 million life he can pass. Everything he can do. So that's why there are so many other topics are there, because we are running out of time. I'm now here very eager to honor Prasadam now also. So like the Mukunda, a little one small pastimes, how the mood matters. Her mood matters. You know, once Srinivas Thakur brought one Brahman, from childhood, strict brahmachari, only surviving drinking milk. Srivast thought, oh, he must be qualified, because others are not allowed. So he brought, and Mahaprabhu dance stopped. Somebody is there from outside, who is that? And Srivast Thakur said, yes, Mahaprabhu, I brought one man, but he's qualified. Now, what qualification he has? Now, from childhood, he's brahmachari, strict brahmachari. He's surviving, only drinking milk. Mahaprabhu became very angry. What? You think somebody surviving on milk, he's qualified to get my mercy, to see my dance? Take him out from here. And Srivas Thakur went, please go out from this place. You know? If we would be there, Mahaprabhu kicked us out, we would react in different way. Oh, the Nimai is so proud, he kicked me out of this place. No, would react. But this Brahman, when he's going out, and he's thinking, how is his mood? Mood has to be considered. His mood is, wow, Nima is so merciful. I'm such an unqualified person. At least I got little chance to see Nimai's dance. So when he's thinking, like going back to his house, Antarjami Nimai, he's Antarjami. Then he said, Srivas, go call that man now. He can see me. He can see my... What are you said? He's not qualified. No. Now he's qualified. Now he's qualified because he's thinking the mood. So that is what matters. That is where I just described the madhurja part of this karuna, the ullas, the another part, the overwhelming, the flooding, overflowing part of the karuna. How this karuna factor has got complete independence. To get kripa, you have to get a favor of a devotee. To get kripa, you have to get favor of Krishna. But to get karuna, you don't need favor of Vaishnavas or Krishna. The karuna that Mahaprabhu brought, ullasa means he has given full authority. Karuna, you go to anybody who reach. No problem, I will follow you. Usually, karuna follow Krishna, but here Krishna follows karuna. That is speciality, he has given full independence. So that is the reason why this Kali Yuga is so great. And we can see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered Jagai Madhai, he delivered animals of Jharikhanda, but by Prabhupada's mercy, now people in America, in Europe, in China, can you imagine what Chinese people they eat? What not? Dog, everything they eat. Somebody said Chinese people, whatever fly in the sky, except aeroplane, they eat everything. They don't spare anything. They become a vegetarian, become devotee of Krishna. Can you imagine? Africa, Negro people, where they not cow meat, they drink cow blood. And they are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was in Nairobi and asking so beautiful questions. That is Chaitanya Chandra Daya. Karaha vichar, vichar karle chitte, pabe chamatkar. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yeah. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you.